Hello, Torah 101 family. Good to be with you. I am just recovering from some pretty extensive jaw surgery, along with a couple of tooth extractions. So my face on my left side is completely swollen, having some trouble speaking. So bear with me the next few days as I recover. Numbers chapter 28, verse 1. Adonai said to Moshe, "Give an order to the people of Israel. Tell them you are to take care to offer me at the proper time the food presented to me as offerings made by fire, providing a fragrant aroma for me." Now, some of this is reiteration. Some of these things we've been covering more than once, repeated, no doubt, because of the priority they were to be for the children of Israel. The offerings, salvation, forgiveness, atonement were all wrapped up in these offerings in the temporary location of God in the desert, called the tabernacle, the Mishkan in Hebrew. And later, of course, in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Tell them, verse 3, this is the offering made by fire that you are to bring to Adonai, male lambs in their first year, and without defect, two daily as a regular burnt offering. Interesting, isn't it? The continual burnt offering of male lambs. We often think of the presence of the Lamb of God taking place during the Passover, but here we're reminded that the Lamb, the male Lamb for God, was to be continually offered, perpetually, as even today we are under the atonement of the blood of the Lamb. Offer the one lamb in the morning and the other lamb at dusk, along with 2 quarts of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with 1 quart of oil from pressed olives. It is the regular burnt offering, the same as was offered on Mount Sinai, to give a fragrant aroma, an offering made by fire for Adonai. Its drink offering is to be 1 quarter hin, or one lamb. In the holy place, you are to pour out a drink offering of intoxicating liquor to Adonai. The other lamb you are to present at dusk. Present it with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering as in the morning. It is an offering made by fire with a fragrant aroma for Adonai. Verse 7, its drink offering is to be 1 quarter hin for one lamb. In the holy place, you are to pour out a drink offering of intoxicating liquor to Adonai. Otherwise, strong wine is what it means. The other lamb you are to present at dusk. Present it with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering as in the morning. It's an offering made by fire, with a fragrant aroma for Adonai. On Shabbat, offer 2 male lambs in their first year, and without defect, with 1 gallon of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with olive oil, and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Shabbat, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. Verse 11, at each Rosh Chodesh of yours, the beginning of your months, in other words, you are to present a burnt offering to Adonai, consisting of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, in their first year and without defect, with 6 quarts of fine flour, mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for the one ram, and 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for each lamb. This will be the burnt offering, giving a fragrant aroma, an offering made by fire for Adonai. Their drink offerings will be 2 quarts of wine for a bull, 1 1/3 quarts for the ram, and 1 quart for each lamb. This is the burnt offering for every Rosh Chodesh, new month, throughout the months of the year. Also, a male goat is to be offered as a sin offering to Adonai, in addition to the regular burnt offering and his drink offering. All intended for the sanctity and the cleansing of the people of sin. God provided this method of atonement. He provided the blood. Today, without the temple, God, under the new covenant, has provided the blood once again. A perpetual offering of the blood of his lamb. This is the Torah 101, every day.